Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Chavilei kash v'chavilei eitzim. If you have bundles of straw or bundles of wood, v'chavilei zradin or bundles of zradin. Zradin are branches from a ilan rach, a soft tree. Ein mesachin behen, you can't use them as schach when they're still bundled and tied up together. And the reason is, the Gemara explains that sometimes when a person would come in from the field in the evening and he had bundles on his shoulders and they were all tied up, he would take it and throw it on top of his sukkah, like the hut that he would have over there throughout the year, it's the regular hut, in order to dry it out. And then afterwards, you know, he changes his mind and say, hey, you know what? Let me use this schach now for my sukkah. And we had mentioned earlier, and we're going to mention again now, and we'll mention this many times throughout the Masechta, that there's a concept called Tasev Lomina Asoy. Torah says, Tasev, you should do it. Velomina Asoy, not from that which was done already. Meaning, since these bundles were not placed for the name of Schach, rather they were just put there because he wanted to get it off his shoulder, he wanted it to dry. The Figach, therefore, when he changes his mind afterwards to leave it there as Schach, so it's mina also, it's from already being made, meaning it was put down not for schach, it was put down for something else. And then he's changing his mind, so the order is backwards. It's got to be first being put down for schach. Not put down because your intention was first to dry, then later change your mind for schach. Because then it was never placed for schach. And now it's not tas, it's not being built for schach, it's out of order. So therefore it wouldn't work. And because of this reason, the Chacham made a gzera that even initially, l'chatchila, you cannot use these bundles of straw or wood or zradin from the wood from a soft tree. Even initially, even if you had a mind, even if you put it for the name of schach, and not just to dry it off. Not to say you took these bundles and you said, I'm doing this for my sukkah, not doing it to dry it off. So they said it doesn't work. Gzera, lest you come to the other situation where you put it on just for it to dry, not to have the, and you wouldn't have the right intention in mind, and then later when you change your mind, there should be peschach, so you're building your sukkah out of order, and it doesn't work. So in any case, it's not going to work. Vikulan, and all these cases, all these bundles, shehetiran, what happens if, you know, if he untied the bundle? So until now we were discussing a case when the bundles are all tied up. But now here's the exception. If he unties the bundles, not only if he unties the bundles, but even if he unties it after he already put it on the schach, right? So even though he had the intention to just dry it off, but when you untie it, now you're doing a maisa, an action for the name of schach. So even if you put it on for it to just dry, and now you untied it, so when you're untying it, you're doing an action that should be for schach, then ksheros, it's going to be kosher. And the commentaries explain, shafilu, even if you didn't have the kavana, the intention to do it for the mitzvah of sukkah, it should be for something else. You wanted just to have a hut, you know, for shade. You didn't necessarily think it would be for a sukkah, for a mitzvah of sukkah, for yomtiv. Then it's still kosher. Because they bring that up here, we pass like Beis Hillel. So we had a Mishnah Aleph that la halacha, you actually don't even have to have the intention in mind. Practical halacha, check your local halachic authority. But this is what the Mishnah is saying. So that's an interesting note, that if you untie it, even if when you put it on for the wrong intention, then once you untied it, you made that maisa of sukkah, and therefore it's okay. And even if you didn't have it in mind, it's still okay, because we go like Beis Hillel, you don't have to have that in mind. V'kulan, and another kulan. What's kulan? All the things that we've mentioned until now that are possible are invalid for schach. For example, things that were attached to the ground, like branches that are still attached to the ground, right? That you're pulling from a tree. Or things that are not attached to the ground. For example, we said leather skins from an animal, right? So, or bein dvarim mekabel, or whether it's something that's susceptible to tumah, like a kli utensil. Or bein chavilos, whether these bundles, as long as they're tied up, these bundles of straw. So these are four cases where it wouldn't be kosher for schach. Nevertheless, ksheros ladefanos, they would be kosher to serve as the wall of the sukkah. Because the main part of the sukkah is the schach. Right? That's what it's called, sukkah. Sukkah comes from the word schach. Okay? So therefore, to use it as a wall, it's totally fine. For schach, it wouldn't be okay. So whereas these four things are not kosher for schach, they're kosher to be used for your sukkah walls. Mishnah Vav, Mesachen Binisarim. You could use boards, planks of wood. Imagine you have like a 2x4. You want to take 2x4s and throw it across your whole roof to serve as schach. So it's kosher, you could do it. It's wood. It's unattached from the ground. No reason why you can't. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir, Oser. Meir says, no, it's prohibited. You can't use it. So what's the machlokas over here? The Gemara explains that you have to understand like this. If the boards had a width of 4 tefachim, meaning each tefach is about 8 centimeters, so 4 times 8, about 32 centimeters wide, then everyone agrees, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, that you cannot use it as schach, because it looks like you're just building a roof of a house, and therefore it's no good. And if the boards are less than 3 tefachim, less than pachos mishlosh tefachim, if it's less than 3 tefachim, everyone agrees that it's kosher, because it just looks like, you know, thin reeds, and it's okay. So where is Rabbi Yehuda and Meir argue? The machlokas is if it's between 3 and 4, mishlosh yadarbah, from 3 to 4. So between 3 and 4 tefachim is the width of these boards. Where Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold, since it's not, doesn't have 4 tefachim yet, it's only between 3 and 4, it's not considered chashuv, it's not considered significant. We don't compare it to a roof of a house, and we don't make any gzeira that you maybe can start sitting in your house instead of your sukkah, and you can use it, it's not a problem. Whereas Rabbi Meir says that no. Rabbi Meir says that if it's between 3 and 4, we make a gzeira that a person may come to say, hey, I'm sitting under this sukkah, it looks like a house, let me just go sit in my house itself. So that's where the point of contention, that's where they argue. So if it's less than 3 tefachim, everyone agrees you could use it, the width of these boards. If it's 4 tefachim or more, of course, everyone agrees it's prohibited, because it looks like you're just sitting in a house, and you may come to even sit in your house instead. The argument is between 3 and 4, Rabbi Yehuda says it still has a halach of reeds, and you could use it as schach. Rabbi Meir is going to say that no, it looks like a roof, and we're afraid you can start sitting in your house, therefore it's not kosher as schach. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda on the more lenient opinion. What happens if a person puts on top of a sukkah neser, a board, shurachav arba'at tefachim, has a width of 4 tefachim? So we just said, according to everybody, who has 4 tefachim wide, it makes a sukkah invalid, right? But here he put it on the side of a sukkah, you know, flush with the wall. So where the wall met the schach, you know, and then the schach begins to lie on the sukkah, the very, very first piece of schach was this 4 tefachim board. So it's not in the middle of the sukkah, it's at the very, very edge, you know, parallel to where the wall hits the roof. So then the halacha is, it's actually going to be kosher, it's going to be kosher. The sukkah is kosher, because shechach pasul, because invalid schach does not make a sukkah pasul if it's minatzar el kishurach v'arba amos, shekin ad arba amos, or meseschach pasul kilu hemshech adofen. So it's a very important concept. This concept is called dofen akuma. We're going to touch upon this a lot in the Masechta. Dofen akuma means the wall bends. What does that mean? If you have non-kosher schach, for example, in our case, a board which is 4 tefachim wide, which is no good, because it looks like you're sitting in your house, and it's going to make problems. If that board is not just in the middle of the schach, but it's all the way on the side, right where the wall hits the ceiling, that's where it's sitting. So we say that we look as if the wall is a continuation into this pasul schach, into this invalid schach, and therefore the sukkah is still kosher, okay? And we'll go as far as to say that this board that's resting on top of the sukkah can be as wide as up to 4 amos. That's almost 8 feet. It's a huge distance, huge measure. Assuming you've got a huge sukkah then, right? But as long as the invalid schach is less than dalet amos, okay, and it's on the side of the sukkah, meaning it's continuation, it's continuing from where the wall was, so then we look at that schach as if it's all connected to the wall. And it doesn't make the sukkah puzzle. It just makes it like the walls are kind of bent over. That's all. But you have to keep in mind, you can't sleep or eat under that portion. Because that portion, it looks like it's a part of the wall, and therefore has no din of sukkah. It's just like a wall, even though it's a roof, but it's a continuation of the wall. So sukkah is kosher, but you can't sit under that part of it. And we call this concept dofen akuma. We bend the wall along with the invalid schach to like follow along with it to make it as if it's part of the wall, okay? And then you can sit in the rest of the sukkah, but not under that area. And that is the concept, important to note. It's called dofen akuma. And that wraps up Mishnah Vav.